founded in 1958 in Mumbai, starting with transformer oils for state electricity boards. It added aluminium conductors, 1995, and specialty polymer cables, 2005, running three businesses in parallel. From 2023, the largest ever Indian transmission capex cycle lifted its conductor business. By financial year 2025, revenue topped rupees 16,000 crore, and the stock compounded over 5x in 18 months. 1958, DM Desai founds APAR in Mumbai, its initial business transformer oils for the state electricity boards. 1985, it becomes India's largest transformer oil manufacturer. 1995, it adds aluminium conductors for overhead transmission lines. 2005, it expands into specialty polymer cables for solar, automotive and industrial use. 2018, three businesses run in parallel, but the stock trades cheap for an extended period. 2021, specialty cables become a growth engine on solar and EV charging tailwinds. 2023, Power Grid Corporation begins the largest ever Indian transmission capex cycle, and APAR's conductor business benefits. 2024, the stock compounds over 5x in 18 months, with margins at decade highs. Financial year 2025, revenue tops rupees 16,000 crore at an operating margin around 8%. 2025, it adds defense cable orders and begins exporting to US data center customers, with grid capex and exports flagged as parallel drivers. 2026, APAR is one of three or four listed Indian companies with direct leverage to the grid supercycle. APAR was a transformer oil company for 30 years and a conductor company for another 20, and the market gave its diversification a discount for most of that time. It became a grid pure play only when the transmission, renewable and EV cycles all ordered at the same time. Diversification looks like a discount until every line runs. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point. APAR was a transformer oil company for 30 years and a conductor company for another 20, becoming a grid pure play only when transmission, renewable and EV cycles all ordered at once. Diversification looks like a discount right up until every diversification line runs together, and then it re-rates fast. This is general information, not investment advice.